Well, the people in Sendai, they are very calm and they encourage each other. They are very generous to give food to others. So I don't see any confusion in Sendai city. But on the other hand, in the most affected areas, which is tsunami-affected area, I heard that the situation is grave and people try to get food. Sometimes they even get into the broken-down houses to seek food or money. Yeah, things like that. So it's a contrast, Sendai and then tsunami-affected area.
And how would you describe then the plight of those made homeless by this disaster?
In the evacuation center in Sendai City, they get enough food, enough blanket. But in a tsunami hit area, they still need more food, more blanket, and more petrol to get heater. Everything they need more. But it is very difficult to distribute materials to those areas because the phone connection is still not available in that area, and roads are still full of debris, so difficult to access there. So the situation is like that.
And can you tell us, how is Caritas helping the people there in Sendai City or in the surrounding areas?
In Sendai City, we send volunteers from many parts of Japan to the volunteer center, so-called volunteer center. Then they provide volunteer work for our volunteers. They go with evacuees to their house to clean up their houses. Sometimes it's a house, sometimes it's a company building, and sometimes it's a road work, mainly to clean up cities and houses. That's one thing. And also, we provide some food for soup kitchen service for evacuees in Sendai City. And we are also planning to send doctors and nurses, mainly they are Catholics, volunteer, provide a medical service for evacuees, and then they come from many parts of Japan.
What is the hygiene situation like in these evacuation centers or where the homeless people are staying? I mean, are they able, for instance, to bathe, to have a shower, or is that impossible?
It's impossible. It's even impossible for me in Sendai City. We have water, but there is no gas, so we can't get hot water. In Japan is now winter. It's very difficult to have cold water shower, so there is no shower service. And in evacuation shelter, some people got flu. They worry about this. They try to put the mask, but it's very difficult to wash their hand because of shortage of water.
And so are doctors there worried that there'll be soon more serious illnesses maybe spreading between the people given these unhygienic situation?
Yeah, doctors say they are afraid because there are so many people, same house, same center.
And do most of the evacuees only have the clothes on their backs?
Well, I'm not so sure. Maybe in some of the centers, they are provided new clothes. But at the same time, I heard that there are shortage of underwear, both men and women, and then children and babies.
And is sufficient aid arriving from overseas to help in this ongoing relief effort?
Yes. I mean, materials, aid is there. But the problem is how to distribute and then bring it. We are facing serious shortage of gasoline, and it's very difficult to get gasoline, so we can't drive car here. So the problem is distribution.
Do you have any especially memorable or poignant stories to tell about a survivor's experience that illustrate what these people have been going through?
Well, I was impressed. This Sendai area, it's kind of rural area, and many young people go to Tokyo or other big cities. So there are many elderly people in this area, not so many young people. And then the situation is same for Catholics. If you go to Sunday Mass, there are only 10 Catholics. All of them are elderly people. But after the earthquake, about 40 people come to that parish, which usually get only 10 Catholics for Sunday Mass. It means they prefer to pray and to attend Mass rather than clean up their house or seeking food. They prefer attending Mass in such a disaster situation. It's very moving.
They are seeking comfort in God, you're saying?
Yes, yes.
What do some of these people say about their situation? You said that people are very calm and they are helping others. Are people being very stoic and resilient?
Well, what I see and what I talk with people is just they are offering service. I came to Sendai to help people, but the people I see, they offer service for me. Do you need any service? They say to me. It's amazing, but that's their attitude.
What message, if any, can we learn, can the people learn from this terrible triple disaster for Japan?
Well, after this earthquake, I received so many emails from all over the world saying, we are praying for you. We are one as a one family. I think the help through material is important, but the prayer is also very, very important to help people. It does encourage people here in Sendai, in affected area. So my message is prayer has big power to support people, to encourage people. That's what I feel every day here.